Flight cancellations and delays became routine this holiday season because of security concerns. Grounded planes in Paris, London, Mexico City, and Washington, D.C. stranded thousands of travelers. Passengers on one British Airways jet sat aboard their plane for more than an hour after landing and endured protracted security checks just to get off their flight. Law enforcement and intelligence agencies shared information about feared terrorist attacks, but strains developed between the Bush administration and foreign countries over the practicalities of keeping international travel safe. Sarah Gu is the airport security reporter for The Washington Post, and she's in the studio. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks.
It's good to have you here. Flying took on new dimensions over the holidays. Is this a new norm in what's involved in taking an airplane?
I don't think so. I think that this is something that is the result of several weeks of security and intelligence officials in the United States being on a level of alert that they haven't been ever before for security. And that is why we're seeing these unprecedented and very specific flight cancellations and security measures.
The country went to code orange alert just before Christmas, and there has not been a domestic attack since then. Now, with all of these cancellations and all of these flight delays, what do officials say that they've learned?
Well, U.S. officials and officials abroad have not arrested a single person related to any kind of terrorist hijacking attempt related to any of these flight cancellations. But what they do think is that there are routes, specific international routes coming in and out of the United States from specific locations to airports, which they believe are Los Angeles International, Dulles in Washington, and some airports in the New York area that they believe terrorists have targeted. And that is why we're seeing these specific flight routes being canceled.
But no terrorists have been caught through all of this?
Not that we know of. The only thing to have come out of this, we believe, are a couple of arrests unrelated to terrorism. As they scrub these passenger lists, they're coming across people with outstanding warrants. And we do know that there have been a lot of cases of false identity where they are pulling aside and questioning passengers that they think might be terrorists, but as it turns out, they just have similar names.
So how good is the intelligence then that U.S. officials are using and sharing with foreign governments?
Well, federal law enforcement sources have told me that they think the lists that they have for their terrorist lists are as good as they can be. But the problem is that they get new information at the last minute, and oftentimes they don't get the passenger list from the airlines until everyone is on the plane and the door is closed and the airplane is heading to the taxiway for takeoff. And at that point, that simply doesn't give them enough time to check every single person as thoroughly as they'd like to. And that's why you see it sometimes doesn't make sense to the average listener or reader when they see that so many passengers are being questioned upon arrival after the flight has already landed. But the reason for that is they think that they might have a chance to intercept a terrorist or somebody who might be a suspected terrorist, and they want to make sure under these very tight concerns.
So is that what happened on New Year's Eve when the British Airways flight was stranded at Dulles in Washington after it had arrived from London? I mean, the FBI has apologized for delaying passengers.
That's exactly what happened in that case. The passenger list got turned over to U.S. authorities after the flight had already taken off. And after it landed, they had found they did want to speak to a couple of passengers on that plane, and they removed all of its contents after it landed and questioned over a dozen passengers for nearly 4 hours. And unfortunately, a lot of passengers rang in the new year on that plane.
Now, some Air France and Aeromexico flights were escorted over U.S. airspace by F-16s. Were the U.S. officials concerned that those planes should not have been allowed to take off?
No, I think that as we've seen in the past, the U.S. officials asked Mexico not to allow certain flights to take off from Mexico. And with the F-16s, they have been patrolling the skies under the code orange alert. And what we've been told is that they are simply tracking some of these suspicious flights. These are, again, routes coming in from Mexico and France, so that they can maintain that they are on course and not veering suddenly, for example, into Las Vegas or someplace they're not supposed to be.
Is there any concern among the officials that you've spoken with about the economic impact of these, the flight cancellations?
Well, that's interesting. That has only recently come up in the last day or so as these cancellations pile on. And I know in the case of the British Airways officials, they're saying, okay, the British government isn't telling us a whole lot. The U.S. government isn't telling us a whole lot. How long is this going to go on? Because every flight we cancel costs millions of dollars. Not just the specific flight canceled, but you think about all the passengers that have to be put up in hotels. There are additional costs related to that. And there's a long-term cost. If people don't think that it's safe to fly on British Airways or Air France, they know that those passengers are going to go elsewhere or they're simply just going to stay home.
So how long is this going to go on?
Well, we know that according to U.S. intelligence, that they have targeted certain routes and certain dates that they are concerned about. And we're told that it just because we're beyond the holidays doesn't mean they're not still looking at flights in the future. So I wouldn't be terribly surprised to see some of these additional security precautions to continue into the next week or two.
Sarah Gu is the airport security reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks for coming in, Sarah.
Thanks.
In Egypt, officials ruled out terrorism as a possible cause of the crash Saturday of a charter airliner on takeoff from Sharm el-Sheikh. All 148 people aboard the flight, mostly French tourists on their way home, died in the crash. Also Saturday, the British Airways afternoon flight from London to Washington resumed service after being canceled on Thursday and Friday. The British Transportation Secretary said travelers should expect security-related delays and flight disruptions for the foreseeable future.